Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick. And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about Venus retrograde, rethinking our values, relationships, and money. We're in the midst of some important rethinking now, which will soon be tied to some major decisions. So find out what questions to ask yourself so you make the right choices. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I just want to remind you that we have the final 4 weeks of our 2010 Good Timing Guide pre-order sales. They're available now through April 29th. We're offering you a special discount on the 2010 Good Timing Guide newsletters so we can pay for printing the 2010 guides. When you purchase them now through April 29th, you get the best deal we offer all year. The combination of the guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools allow you to work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back, especially with this economy. Get your 2010 guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Then just click on the link to pre-order the 2010 guide under What's New. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And while you're there, in addition, we have the last of our printed 2009 Good Timing Guides on sale for $20 each. There's just a small number of these left, so if you haven't gotten yours yet, get yours today so you can have the wind at your back all year long. To get these, you can either call us at 877-524-8300 or go online to our Polaris store at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And that number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're still in Venus retrograde now through April 17th, and I'll be discussing this in the next segment in a lot of detail. So for now, I'm just going to remind you that Venus retrograde is not a good time to sign contracts unless you're redoing a contract or replacing a vendor. And why is that? Because we're reconsidering our relationships, all deals, negotiations, what we value, and our needs. So if you sign a contract during this time, you're likely to wish you hadn't. Secondly, if you sign a contract before April 11th, you're signing a contract that includes financial disaster. Not too good. Lots of debt or power issues related to money is what you would be signing up for with any contract signing at this time. This is shown by the cycle of Venus square Pluto, which is peaking right now. It'll be in range through April 10th. Then we get a small reprieve from it between April 11th and April 22nd. And beginning late on April 23rd, we again get this extremely challenging financial cycle of Venus square Pluto. That will peak for the last time on May 2nd, and it will take through May 13th to get out of range. So after that, we'll be able to breathe a lot easier related to money and contracts. Next, as we start April, we're in a cycle that is commonly associated with frustration. This cycle is Mars opposite Saturn. Do you have an idea that you strongly want to get started? Chances are you need to get a written plan put together with all the necessary details before you'll get a green signal to go ahead. It's not your boss that's holding you back. It's the universe, which is teaching us about the good use of our energy. This challenge is with us now through April 12th, and it peaks on April 4th. The good news with this cycle is that we get some excellent planning energy from the cycle of Mercury trine Saturn. However, it won't come into range until April 13th. It peaks on April 17th, and it stays in range through April 21st. This might seem a little too late, but once we're out of the frustration part of the cycle, we'll be ready to sit down and do that actual work. And you can at least look forward to that. Now, back to the Mars opposite Saturn cycle, you may also find yourself feeling out of energy with little or no get up and go. This is an even bigger energy management issue. If you find yourself in this situation, you must decide what must be done and do nothing else. Do not attempt to add any more to your schedule than you can physically do. This is the time to be realistic in terms of what can be accomplished with the little energy you do have. Stay focused and do only that much. In addition to the energy management issue, beginning tomorrow, April 4th, we have another cycle which can be associated with things like flu, hormonal issues, immune system issues, too much sugar, alcohol, or other drug issues, and low energy. This cycle is Chiron conjunct Neptune, and those two guys are now within 1 degree of each other. This cycle will be with us for most of the rest of this year. The positive use of this energy is to release old issues through meditation, forgiveness, or other release tools. It can also be a great help in healing spiritually. As soon as our energy management cycle of Mars opposite Saturn is barely peaked, we run into yet another cycle. This one is associated with explosive energies, and it's the cycle of Mars conjunct Uranus. Now, whatever frustration has built up from the previous cycle of Mars opposite Saturn is likely to get released unexpectedly with this one. So watch for strong anger triggers on April 6th, which is coming up soon. This cycle, on April 6th, it's when the moon gets into the mix. And Mars conjunct Uranus comes into range on April 6th. It peaks on April 14th. Stays in range through April 22nd. So get yourself some extra exercises. There will be a lot of extra electrical energy running through our bodies, and it will need something to do. So just take a walk, even for 10 minutes, and that will help. Now, next, we get a nice set of high growth dates from the cycle of Sun sextile Jupiter. This starts on April 6th, peaks on April 9th, stays in range through April 13th. So the best dates for this high growth are April 9th and 10th. Retailers will no doubt pick up some extra business for the spring holiday season these days, and on the 11th, which is a pretty good date for sales as well. These opportunities for high growth will never harass you, beat you over the head, or challenge you to accept them. No. These opportunities are just there for the taking. And if you don't take the initiative to accept them, you will simply just miss them. Many decisions are made on or within 2 days of the full moon, which is on April 9th. That's because we finally get all the information needed to make the decision around the time of the full moon. This happens each month. So it may take until then for you to decide whether you want to pursue the opportunity. And if so, you're right in harmony with the cycles. Now, what's coming to light at April's full moon on April 9th is some growth and financial healing, especially for the stock market. There are still some challenging surprises that will show up soon, and the financial debt is still there. But for now, we're finding good reasons to believe in growth again, whether it's real or illusionary. At least we see some hope. It's possible this could be a buy signal for stocks, but choose carefully if you do decide to buy stocks. This may be a temporary buy signal since we don't fully complete the bottom of the economic cycle, which is related to the North Node in Aquarius, until August. And after that, we'll be on the upswing, but it will still be a rocky road through at least 2010. In the meantime, we're ready at least for a false recovery or that landing in the Hudson with readily available help. If you've been waiting to invest, this could be your opportunity. But of course, be sure you have some gold on hand before you invest in stocks, which, as you know, gambling. Now, beginning April 9th, peaking on April 10th, and staying in range through most of April 14th, we get a cycle that's excellent for getting to the bottom of the matter. This is Mercury trine Pluto, and penetrating insights that cut to the heart of the matter are available during this time. This is a time when we're likely to understand the true motivations behind some actions that have perplexed us. And we'll probably be hearing some interesting sound bites from politicians during this period. Now, if you need testing done to determine a health diagnosis, this would be an excellent energy for getting it done. This energy is particularly good for detective work like blood tests, x-rays, MRIs, CAT scans, thermography, or ultrasounds. It's particularly good since the moon is at or near full at this time, and it's easy to see what's happening. Lastly, just a quick reminder that each week the information that I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. So to get your copy for this coming week, just visit AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. And look for it under What's New on the home page. So are you reconsidering a relationship or financial issue? When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about some tips to help you with that in my discussion about Venus retrograde, rethinking our values, relationship, and money. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are key foundational components for optimal health and wellness. At Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center, we strive to help each patient regain their health through natural chiropractic care and wellness counseling. Visit us at vcwc.net to learn more about our doctors and wellness counselors. Remember, vcwc.net.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to make sure you don't miss the final event in the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Join Don Miguel Ruiz, international best-selling author of The Four Agreements, on April 24th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Go to thedrpatshow.com under the featured event section for more information and to purchase your tickets now. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more details.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about Venus retrograde, rethinking our values, relationships, and money. And I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, during the next few weeks, we're in the final stages of rethinking our values, relationships, and money situations. These three areas are all tied together based on our values, and they're particularly related to how we value ourselves. Now, this is all related to the Venus retrograde we're in through April 17th. And after Venus starts moving forward again, she'll be retracing the same area she just reviewed. So we won't get into new territory until late on May 20th. So we literally have until May 20th to clean up these issues and make some major transformations. Some of you probably feel like you must gain some clarity about your situation. So I'm going to give you some tips on what questions to ask yourself as you go through this process. Now, I want to first explore why our values are so tied to our relationships and money. It's a little bit like the recycling symbol because one thing leads to another. First of all, we choose our relationships based on our values. And when you really get right down to it, the only thing you have to offer in a relationship is yourself. Oh, you might have some savings or a home and furnishings or a nice car, etc. But what really matters in the relationship is just you and the other person. The other stuff is extraneous. It's nice, but if the relationship isn't solid, the other stuff doesn't matter. So the first thing to notice when you're reconsidering a relationship, especially a major relationship like a personal or business partner, is what do you both value? Usually, when you're reconsidering a relationship and whether to stay in it, there are major differences in what you and the other person value. This can come across in different ways. It can feel like disrespect in the relationship if your needs are being ignored by the other person. In general, when that happens, the other person doesn't value what you do and consequently doesn't respond to your needs in a way that you would like. Now, when two people have a relationship but they don't necessarily share the same values, you can get some pretty strong challenges. Depending on the two people, their individual makeup, and how they interact together, this can result in one or both parties trying to remake or control their partner. Now, does somebody important to you commonly tell you what you ought to be doing? And do they tell you what to do based on their values? Of course, they want you to play by their set of values. And why is that? Because if you don't agree with their values, they may feel insecure. So their goal is usually to get you to agree with and live by their values. The problem with that scenario is obvious. You may have different values, or you may have developed different values from your partner over the course of the relationship. And if that's the case, and you cannot agree to disagree on those differing values, then you're going to continue to find yourself in an uncomfortable situation. Now, I'm particularly pointing out the issue of power in relationships because it's one of the primary issues we're all dealing with right now. This is because we're in the midst of Venus square Pluto. So what's behind someone trying to control you? Fear. It's just that simple. The other person is afraid of something. It might be that if you don't think and behave the same way he or she does, then they're afraid you won't stay with them. Yet often, it's the differences that make a relationship exciting, and they bring in a lot of growth for both parties. But they can't happen if the differences aren't respected and explored in an open and trusting way. Each person has formed their own set of values based on their own set of experiences from this lifetime and their previous lifetimes, too. So let's face it. What is it most people want from their primary personal partner? Support, love, respect, fun, joy, mental stimulation, companionship, sex, spiritual growth? Usually it's all that and more. So here are two questions for you. If you're reconsidering a relationship, what is it that you love about it? And what part of it no longer meets your needs? I'm asking you to think about these two questions because in this time period, we have new options for relationships which weren't available before. Back on February 13th, I talked about the many changes in relationships that are happening now. Basically, I'm suggesting that you think about different ways you can morph the relationship. If you no longer have enough passion, respect, values, mental stimulation, and love to keep it working, then you may need to consider other options. Can you have a relationship if you don't live together? Could you morph into friends or business partners? People have done this successfully, including myself. Or perhaps your sexual relationship is the best part of the relationship. In that case, if you love that part of it and not some of the others, do you need to live in the same place to have a sexual relationship? Maybe you can live separately and maintain that. What works for you is a matter of your values, not what the custom for relationships may have been for centuries. If you're ready to transform your relationship into something different, this is a good time to gain clarity on what would make it work for you. Your partner needs to be part of the discussion and brainstorming. I also want to mention that there are two steps I recommend once you decide how you want to morph the relationship. If you decide to separate or divorce, then the first step is to get an emotional freedom and healing release to release all negative emotions associated with separation or divorce. Our culture has a lot of negative emotions associated with these choices, and they are not helpful in morphing the relationship to its new status. So if you will both do this process with a trained coach, which you can do by telephone, you will release those negative emotions out of your body, and that will enable you to move forward with the transformation of the relationship in the most positive way possible. There are two coaches on my website under Meet Our Guides who do this type of work, both Peg Donahue and Richard Ross. So just go to my site at askmadeline.com and click on Meet Our Guides to look at their bios. Now, the second thing to do in morphing a relationship to something different is to have a gratitude meeting with the other person. To do this, you both agree to bring a certain number of items to the meeting. And these are items for which you're grateful for. They must be things that you're grateful for about the relationship or the other person. You may have learned some important lessons from the other person or admire certain qualities in them. Or you may have enjoyed particular parts of the relationship for which you're grateful. Those are the type of items you bring to a gratitude meeting. And tell the other person why that was important to you. You should each bring at least 6 items and possibly more if you've been together for quite a long time. It's nice if you can bring a written copy of your items for the other person. When you've done these two pieces, you will have no reason to fight over stuff, custody of children, or anything else. The reason people fight in a divorce is because they have not cleared the negative emotions associated with the relationship and they have not expressed gratitude for the positive parts of it. You will simply morph the relationship to what you want it to become now. Now, what about rethinking money? Money is just another form of energy, and you get as much as you're comfortable with. The universe allows all of us to write our own paycheck, whether you're employed, self-employed, or unemployed. You're getting the amount of money you think you deserve. Again, this is related to how much you value yourself. The more you value yourself, the more money most people allow themselves to have. Interestingly enough, the universe has nothing to do with the amount of money you allow yourself to have. It prefers to see everyone prosperous and joyful. From the universe's point of view, deserving never enters into the picture. You're part of the divine, so you automatically deserve to be prosperous and abundant. And if you don't have enough money, here are some questions to ask yourself. What do you say or think about money and about people who have money? Do you talk about the filthy rich with disdain? Then you'll never want to have more than enough money. Do you say money is the root of all evil? If you believe that, then you could not possibly want more than enough money to keep you going because you don't consider yourself evil. Do you think that if you have more than you need, someone else won't have enough? Then you probably won't allow yourself to have more money. Do you think money isn't spiritual or that only the really poor people are good? Then you may find yourself continually feeling poor because you associate being poor with being good or spiritual. These are just a few of the strange issues associated with money, but I say again, money is neutral. It's nothing but a form of energy that we use to exchange energy with each other. When you're willing to release these negative ideas about money and transform your beliefs about having money, you'll become much more prosperous. Now is a great time to do that. Start by reading books on prosperity. Take prosperity training. Do release work, such as the Polaris CD for Emotional Freedom and Healing Release for Prosperity. That's available on our site at the Polaris store. Make a commitment to being more prosperous. Yes, even in this economy, it's all related to you. Now, I know we're headed off to a short break, and when I come back from this, I'll be taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
You want to get unstuck, be free from fears and doubts, and finally feel good about yourself. You just don't know how to get there. Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond any limitations and achieve true self-empowerment. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and I want to help you become financially free. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com, and you'll find my book that just became a bestseller, Passing Up Susie Orman and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And when you buy my book today, you're going to get 4 ebooks, all for the price of one. Plus, I'm going to throw in 6 CD downloads absolutely free when you buy my book today. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com. Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor The Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Hey guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
1150kknw.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to get your date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenge. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. We'll jump off to the phone lines. We have Valerie to start things off. She's calling from Kent. She wants to ask about her career and or job. She wants to know how she can promote it or kind of go forward with it. Her birth time and date and information is 2-2 of 54 at 12:34 p.m. in Aberdeen, Washington. Valerie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Madeline.
Hi. I can hardly hear you, so
is this better?
A little bit, yes.
Okay.
Tell me about your job situation.
Well, I'm self-employed, and I have been for almost 3 decades.
Okay, self-employed, okay. And what do you do?
I'm a craniosacral practitioner.
Oh, I love it. Craniosacral.
And I lean... thank you. And I lean towards supporting the truth of who you are.
Uh-huh. Well, it looks like you're having what I would call a promotion this year.
Amen.
Jupiter's in the house of your career, giving you a lot of energy for some type of promotion, being seen more, being known more, that type of thing. Are you noticing any more new clients or anything like that?
I've noticed returning clients and the work changing a little bit.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
I've kind of branched off into other directions in supporting older people who need an advocate when they go to their doctor.
Ah, interesting idea. That's a great idea.
Well, it's necessary, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and a lot of people are not educated enough to be able to do that kind of work. So that's a great idea. In fact, one of the things that shows up here is exactly that kind of work, something where you would be helping somebody who's what we would consider to be disabled or not able to necessarily take care of themselves in some way by speaking for them.
Yes, yes.
So here you're doing exactly that.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Another possibility you might consider, and I don't know how this would fit in with what you're doing, but perhaps teaching something related to meditation or anything that might be expressive in some way, something that might have flow to it. But, you know, this particular planet is Neptune. It's in your 10th house, and it's very close to your Mercury in the 10th house. So this could be you using your intuition at a much greater level than perhaps you have in the past.
That's exciting.
Yes. And, you know, anything that you might do to help others use their intuition or to get in touch with their intuition or, you know, even to teach them how to meditate in a way that they find easy. Would be another way to use this for your career now. Now, I just want to mention that this could feel a little bit challenging in terms of your physical energy. Are you noticing challenges with not having enough energy?
Yes, yes.
Yes, okay.
I have a cold right now.
Yes. I know the feeling, yes. A lot of people are getting colds or flu or, you know, some kind of symptoms.
Right,
this
right.
is going to be hanging around for most of the year, and that's why I want to pay particular attention to this, because you'll need to find ways to work with this so you're not always dealing with a cold or you know, something, you see. Generally speaking, this cycle comes along when we are at the soul level, we're wanting to be more spiritually motivated. Mm. And so the reason that we get sick is to slow ourselves down so that we can refocus ourselves in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, are you doing any type of meditation at all? Or
Not in a meditative way. I walk outside, and that would be my meditation.
You could do what I would refer to as a moving meditation, as long as you're not, you know, talking on your cell phone during those walks, or other things that we tend to do. The key is to give yourself time every day for getting in touch with those messages. Because if you don't, you see, it's going to take it out of you all day long. In other words, you'll be spaced out. You know, you might be driving along and, you know, spaced out when you should, you know, really be paying attention.
So, Madeline, do I hear you say then that the perhaps being outside every day or being still every day is a grounding force?
Yes, it would help you to have a way to get your messages.
Mm-hmm.
And to be, you know, to have time for your being spiritually motivated, because once you get your messages, then you can move forward with taking action on those. But if you don't have a way to get them, you see, then you don't have any way to take those actions.
Very good.
See?
So what
would happen then is, you know, you would just be feeling spaced out all day long. You see, and
quiet, finding my place to let it in.
Yeah, it would be important for you to have time to, you know, give it some attention each day. And you can train yourself. You know, you can tell yourself, hey, you know, we're going to take our walk at such and such time, and we'll do that meditative and message stuff then, and you know. And then you don't have to constantly be spaced out all the time.
Right. I do.
So I would say, you know, you've got some important things going on for your career now. And you should be in a high growth mode for a lot of this year.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, you should be in a high growth mode for most of the year. And that will definitely bring you some interesting pieces. Now, is there anything going on in your home life that is changing or disappearing? Or
well, yeah, it could even be the house itself and where we live and reside.
What do you mean? Is it going away?
Well, it looks like, well, we've been wanting to sell it, and it's possible that it may happen.
Ah, I see.
We don't know for sure.
I could see that kind of thing happening. I mean, you have a lot of energy this year to make some kind of a move.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've been working on it for 4 years.
Oh, wow. It's a long time.
We're making it into a park.
A park?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big job.
Well, yeah, and we're older now.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Pass this job on.
Uh-huh, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're
morphing with that possibility and not even, you know, sure about what that means as far as relocation or where.
Well, it will help you to sell it if you can get that piece figured out.
Mm.
It's
mm-hmm.
very hard to sell something if you don't
mm-hmm.
have
mm-hmm.
another place to move to, or you don't have an idea of where you're moving, you see, because you already are grounded in the place where you are. So
mm-hmm.
it's hard to let go of it until you have something else to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So figure out that piece, then it'll be a lot easier for you to sell your place.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, and you have a lot going on this year. And the only other thing I want to mention about this whole process is that there seems to be a lot of healing that is happening related both to the career and to your home.
Excellent.
So there's some peace that goes in both directions there. And that actually should be a very positive thing that will help you to sell it.
What a blessing.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Well,
and
thank
I hope that's helpful to you.
Very helpful.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Valerie.
Oh, I'm so glad I did.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good day.
Take care. Okay. Bye-bye. Benny, do we have another caller?
We do, but you know what, Madeline? We're so close to a break. Let's just go ahead and take a quick break, maybe a little ahead of time, and that'll give callers another chance to call us here at the Cosmic Connection Show.
All right. Well, in that case, if you have a personal question, remember, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Used in soups and other dishes in Japan, these miracle noodles have been highly regarded as a health food that's good for the intestines and for weight loss. Now they're available here at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, Miracle Noodles have zero net carbs and zero calories. You don't have to give up noodles anymore. Just add these noodles to your dishes, dramatically lowering calories while still enjoying your food. Low-calorie dishes are made easy by including Miracle Noodles, and the whole family will enjoy eating them. Just use Miracle Noodles in place of carbs in a meal to reduce calories easily and dramatically. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet now, guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com. That's MiracleNoodle.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
The New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org or call 800-NAT-UNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NAT-UNIV.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls. and I can answer personal, business, economic, and prosperity questions. And I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's go to Kelly. She's calling in from Bellevue, Washington. She's starting her new business, and actually it's for herself. And it's always good to see young entrepreneurs. And, you know, I always want to start my own business, so maybe I can get the drive off of her. She wants to know what the outlook is for her and this new business she's starting. And her birth date is 8-7 of 62 at 3:12 a.m. And she was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, which sounds a lot better than where I am right now. But that's just me. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. Let me first say thank you, Benny, for calling me young.
Oh,
that's very much appreciated.
Everyone's young in my book.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Madeline.
Great to talk to you. Now, what kind of business are you starting?
Well, it's I've been in business for a long time. I'm moving over from strategic planning and execution and tech-centric businesses, which I have done for about 15 years. And there's been about a five-year overlap. I've been kind of doing both. And what I want to do, full-time, is consciousness skills training. And it's focused on personal evolution because as I've dealt with clients over these years, I've realized you can't move a company without moving the individual.
Right, and, exactly.
And so
particularly you need to move those
deeper
guys
deeper.
In the center of the company.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't work with a business unless I dealt with the CEO because you can't change anything.
That's exactly right. You cannot change
And then you can't
anything.
Change anything unless you have them become aware of themselves.
So yes, that's exactly
more
right.
So you just have to go deeper and deeper. So rather than trying to force fit it into a business environment where it's not, it has to be, people have to raise their hand for it. They have to be willing to go there.
Right.
And so I want to take those skills and tools that I've developed and really focus it on individual evolution.
Okay.
I also plan to license the consequent tools and exercises I've been using to other facilitators and personal coaches.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Looking for just kind of expanding in a to use the word co-creative, but
okay.
Well,
what I see going on here is a very major change to
yes,
your career, this is starting now, but it will take not too much longer before this really gets underway. I'm just looking here real quickly to see if I can tell you when it will be exact. Actually, in early May, we'll start down that path. Now, it's not going to stay there forever. It will be there for June and July and August and September. And then it will sort of back off a little bit here. And it will come back again next year. You'll go through this again in March, April, and so on, and it'll stay there from that point on. In other words, you'll start having this really major change, with this high consciousness training. That'll be your basic offering, from that point on. So it's like you're going to do a run-through now. You're going to do, what would I call, kind of a let's try it out and see how it works routine, uh-huh. And then there's a little backing off time where you perhaps go off and perfect it in some way, and then maybe you're packaging it for training other people or things like that, so that in March, you're going out again, and that's where you're at by March.
By March I should be done doing the tweaking and repackaging.
Yes. I mean, okay. That's when you will stay in that state of being in that, working that high consciousness business.
And you're talking about next year, March.
Yes, March of next year. Yes, right. Next year, 2010. Yeah.
Okay, so are you saying that for this year I'll be still doing a little bit of both?
Probably, but you know, beginning, like I said, in May, you're going to start taking this for your first run.
Okay.
And then you'll do that through, what did I say, September?
Right.
And then you'll, you know.
Then do my tweaking.
You'll do some repackaging and, you know, get it ready for March.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So this is happening now. You're getting ready for it. It's not quite there, but that's the big push. It's you're almost there. You're going to take a dry run, and then you're going to do a little more work with it. Yeah. Okay.
So overall outlook.
I think that's perfect timing. You're right in touch with what you ought to be doing, because this is. Uranus is moving into your house of career, and Uranus is the planet of high consciousness.
Great.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madeline.
And I'd say, you know, next year you got, you know, some major changes going on, so call me back then.
Is that good or bad?
You know, change is just it. You know.
Story of my life.
Yeah, we're all going through major changes of various sorts, and
that's
not good
thing.
Or bad. It's just change.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, we're all letting go of different things and doing, you know, learning some new things and.
Well, I think everyone's becoming much
evolving.
More authentic. Yeah, evolving, exactly.
Very true. Yeah. Hate to cut in here. Thanks, Kelly, very much. I think we only got a couple of minutes. We'll do a mini reading, if you don't mind, Madeline, for Diane. Is that cool?
Okay.
All right. And Diane, she's going through some change. She wants to know what's up in her life. And her birthday is 12/31 of 53 at 7:55 a.m. in Rolla, North Dakota. So it'll be a mini reading. Diane, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
And Diane. Let me tell you what's going on here. You're going through what I call personal transformation. You're changing your identity, your thinking, and your values. You're transforming them. And when I use that word transformation, I'm talking about a permanent change. So you're changing your identity, which has been going on since probably 2007, maybe. And you're changing your mental thinking, your thought patterns, and breaking up old patterns that just aren't helping you, and you're changing your values at the same time. So that's what's going on, and I hope that is helpful to you.
It is, and I want to say thank you. About a year and a half ago, I had a reading with you on selling a condo.
Oh, and did it work?
It did, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling in. Yes, a good time to sell is a great thing to get if you're trying to sell something, and thank
because
you for mentioning that.
You did, you told me just when to... send a thing to my
realtor,
agent,
the list,
it all worked out, and so
perfect.
Thank you.
Glad to hear that, and thank you so much for coming on the show. Each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Do you know that there is no such thing as too little money or too little time? When we experience these things, we're simply shutting ourselves off from the flow of energy of our true self. Essentially, we're in lack because we've removed ourselves from the flow of the river, or our true self, and the abundant energy that is always ours. Whenever we're connected to our true self, there's always enough time and money. The doors just open for us, and the connections we want are easily made. Now, next Friday on April 10th, I'll be talking about rebuilding a sustainable economy. What would a sustainable economy look like? I'll discuss the types of changes that will help create one. We're in the midst of deciding how to do this now, and I'll also take your calls next week. In the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to pre-order your 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters by going to our Polaris store. that will ensure you get our once-a-year lowest prices and allow you to work in harmony with the universe. You can also call us toll-free to order at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.